104.3 MyFM.
Valentine in the morning.
Weekdays from 5 till 10.
It's Valentine in the morning. 104.3 MyFM. We are calling this the Jill Takeover Hour. For some reason, moments ago, that's what it's going to be. And Valentine's Day is going to play the part of me. And we're just going to do the 5 o'clock hour this way.
Well, I'm just not going to take lead. I felt like just...
You're exhausted.
It's been a rough few
days.
Well,
not only that, I mean, like, why not let you take lead now and then? Why do I have to be the one that opens a break all the time?
Okay. Sure. Just how it's been done for the last 10 years together. Change is good. How was your morning?
Called Valentine in the morning, morning sometimes. Yeah. So. Yeah.
What did everybody do last night? How's everybody doing?
I got some sleep. I needed some. I was exhausted yesterday from what I did the night before, staying up with all the rain and everything like that. So I finally got some good rest. Thank God.
Good. John, what's going on?
Because there was something I was so excited to tell you about. And I literally wrote it down, and I don't know where I wrote it, but I was so excited, and now I can't think of what it was.
You don't remember, even though you were that excited.
I was so excited. I walked in the door, and I was like, oh my God, I know exactly what I'm going to talk about today. And then we got here, and...
Oh no.
I can't think of it.
Okay. Brian,
well,
how are you doing?
Last night was my son Maddox's birthday. He turned 6 last night.
Yeah, happy birthday.
So we had a little get-together just at our house, just a little party for him.
How nice.
But it was fun.
Is Maddox like officially taking over the young voice, like the kid voice of Valentine in the Morning? For so many years it was Colin. Now he's, how old is he? 14? He sounds like a man now.
Yeah.
So Maddox is now taking over with the happy news that we do every day.
He's doing guest spots.
He's doing guest spots, guest spots.
This is the honest truth. I still feel weird putting him in on Friday, which is the main happy news day. I think that could still be Colin. We'll see how this, testing it out.
Okay. Like some more for Maddox. Hey, we need some fresh stuff, you know?
I did.
Some riffs.
I know you can relate to this, but I was like trying to coach him through it. It's like, come on, get a little more energy in it. He can't say
the worst.
He can't say Valentine. He says Valentimes.
That's fine.
But, you know,
that's humorous, right? Because Colin would mispronounce words too. People don't mind when a little kid mispronounces words. It's when you or I or Jill or John mispronounce a word, they're all over. It's like, you guys shouldn't be on the radio.
Oh my God, I remember.
Oh, good.
Oh God. Please take us a break.
Okay. Let's do traffic first with Nancy. And then John will find out what you were so excited about that you couldn't remember this morning. What's going on, Nancy? 104.3 MyFM. It's Valentine in the morning. John could not remember this morning what he was so excited about to talk about, but then it just came to him. So what did you want to say this morning?
Oh my gosh, guys. It's the craziest thing. I cannot believe I forgot about it until this moment. So before we come in, I go to the gym downstairs and I work out for about an hour. Right?
And typically you're by yourself down there, right?
100% of the time. The gym doesn't even open until an hour after I get there, but they made an exception because I work on a morning show. So when I go in there, I know for a fact I'm going to be alone.
They made an exception because it's you.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Girls yesterday were like, let's do a game called Smoochy Camoochy.
Yeah, that got a little bit. We got so many texts.
Yeah, right?
The John Camoochy love.
I know. I'm betting this little John Camoochy love downstairs. Like if Brian and I go, hey, can you open up an hour early? No, sorry, guys. It opens up at, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever. Sorry, you can't come in early.
I think they were doing it because they really want people to just buy memberships to the gym.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty empty in there. But I'm in there getting my workout on.
Mm.
Right? And then.
Tell us more.
It's on the first floor, so there are windows all around the gym and you can see outside.
Yes.
And I kind of see this shadow as I'm working out in the mirror all the way back there. And like, I think I'm just tired, tripping myself out, and I don't know who it is. Like, it's probably nobody. So then I turn around and it's someone with a hood on standing there in the cold. And then he jumps real quick and then runs to the back. He was watching me work out this whole time.
No.
Yeah. No idea who the guy is.
Congratulations, dude. You got a creeper.
That's what I'm saying. There's someone watching me every morning. And now, I honestly, I'm dancing in there, like, between sets.
You're giving
them
a show, right?
Because I bring my own speaker. I'm alone. I'm blasting EDM sets, and I'm just, like, dancing in between workouts. And then now, like, I feel like someone's snooping on my dance moves.
The dark night is turned on by you.
That's what I'm saying.
How long were you working out before you noticed this?
Probably, this is 30 minutes into it.
Oh.
And I saw the shadow maybe 2 minutes before I actually turned around.
So who knows how long he was there?
Just staring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
He wanted a smoochy camoochy.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. He wanted a smoochy camoochy.
So now,
standing there doing who knows what in the dark, looking through the window.
Next time.
Okay, that's scary though. Something should be said to management.
I mean, I mean, he can't get in, you know?
But still,
yeah, just but he can wait for you
there?
When you go home or something like that.
Or if someone uses that back entrance, they have to walk through that way to go up the freight elevator. You know, if he's not a good guy and he's
well,
just
he's
waiting.
Well, he's not a good guy.
Don't give him tips.
Here's so how you get the job.
Right.
Here's that back door and you can smoochy kamoochy too.
Maybe he works here. Who knows?
Oh.
Yeah, but
he
can do whatever you want on a break, right?
Yeah. He's God. Obviously voyeuristic.
That early in the morning?
He's a perv, guys.
Yeah.
Or he just is...
What was he wearing? Was he wearing like a long jacket?
Well, it's been really cold in the morning, so he was just wearing a hoodie with his, like the strings are tied really tight, so the holes are really small.
No, okay. What? Something needs to be said.
But it was cold.
Cameras need to be checked. It doesn't matter.
Was he trying to get in? Did he knock like, hey, can you let me in?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all. He was just sitting there.
He was doing something dirty.
I think he was looking at me, looking at how weird I look, literally dancing alone in a gym.
Oh, yeah, because he just walks past at that hour in the morning, the back of a building.
Yeah, who
knows? What's he doing there to begin with? That's the thing.
True that.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to be friends with him now. So
John,
I
got to
see what's up. Next time, I got
to
take a better look, wave to him.
Oh, my God.
Just go put your butt right up against the window.
Oh, my God.
Just put your butt right up against the window, see where that goes. Jill, would you take control of your show, please?
What? It's not my show.
90s. Two.
Now.
Do it.
104.3. My FM.
No rain expected today, which is a good thing. It should be somewhat sunny and a little
bit
warmer.
Thank you, Jesus.
So Valentine's roof will not collapse in on him.
No one said it was going to collapse. Why would you put that out there in the universe?
I'm not putting it out there.
I said it had a leak. I didn't say it was going to collapse.
With all this rain, you've been having so many problems.
There's some lava flowing from the volcano, but nobody's saying it's going to erupt and take out the entire world.
You guys.
What? You just remembered something too?
I remembered something as well.
Crazy how that happens.
I'll tell you in a second. It's 104.3 MyFM. Valentine in the morning. The other day I had to take my cat Lacey into the vet because she has been throwing up nonstop. And like on day three, she became really lethargic and she just was very aggressive, was not herself. So I took her into the vet on Tuesday. She's on antibiotics. She's now on like anti-nausea medication. We're trying to get a handle on it. Last night, Bradley starts throwing up.
Is it viral or bacteria or something like that? They're passing it to each other?
They were thinking something was wrong. Like she had like a little bit of a sickness.
Yeah.
So I think, she passed it on to Bradley.
Right. Oh,
and so
shoot.
Now I'm like, oh my gosh, I am like a single mother with two kids that are vomiting all the time. I cannot deal with vomit. Mm. I refuse to throw up. I have like a little bit of a phobia with it. But what?
Two cats. It's two cats.
I know.
I love my animals too, but single mom with two kids
so
is different.
So much different than kids. I know.
Some people would disagree with us. But
I'm up all night long.
That's tough.
Helping them and like trying to comfort her, trying to comfort him. But now it's like, do I wait? That vet bill was astronomical.
Yeah.
And so I feel
Where'd
so
you
bad.
Go? What a vet?
Evergreen out in Newhall.
Yeah. I know them. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
they
where they've been going for
there.
Years.
There, yeah.
Right. So I'm spending way too much money for something that, you know, I wish as, you know, as little kids, they can't tell you what's wrong when they're little babies. Like, I wish I could just know what exactly is wrong with Lacey and Bradley.
I have this friend of mine who has a cat that's randomly just been throwing up recently, too. So she took it to the vet and it turns out it swallowed one of her hair ties.
Oh,
I can not even believe this. It was over $6,000 to do the
surgery.
Get
the hair tie out.
To get the hair tie
out. Do surgery to get it out.
Look,
wow.
I love cats.
Well, I don't think you take that hair tie out.
That would be a
tough
amount of money to cough up. I'm not sure I could do it.
That's
you tell
was...
the cat, cough up the hair tie.
Yeah, like figure it out, dude. You know, survival of the fittest.
Wow.
I was asking for recommendations for pet insurance because, the bill that I got the
it's
other day was so much.
Yeah.
And there were so many different pet insurance. So I know that if she has something wrong with her, if Lacey has some type of existing condition, I won't be able to get
it's
if it's something like
right.
even bigger. So I'm just
if you're walking in with a sick cat now, I'd like insurance.
I know.
No, we give you insurance when you're healthy and then, you know.
Right. Because they're indoor cats, so they don't go outside. They're never injured. So.
Anything they could have gotten into at your place?
No.
Where could they have gotten something from then? I mean...
Something as little as like a little piece of string or something, you know?
Right, but if it's a viral thing or something, the other one's sick too.
That's what you're saying.
So it's not a piece of string if the other one's sick too, probably.
But I know dog influenza is going around.
Yeah, but they don't go outside your house.
No, it's just me and them.
Huh.
I know.
Who's been coughing? That could have brought in the...
That wasn't viral, though. That was just due to the steroids.
I don't know.
My cough has gotten a lot better.
Yeah, it has gotten better.
Yeah, thank you.
1043 MyFM.
90s to now.
Good morning, everybody.
And Valentine in the morning.
Come on over, Laura. Open your mouth right into that microphone.
What did you say to her? Open your mouth right into that microphone?
Wow. Listen, these mics, you have to get like right on the mic and then sometimes.
Have you ever told Ed Sheeran, open that mic right into your, or open your mouth right into that microphone?
No.
Michael
there.
Pullman's on Zoom. He's dying. He's like, what are we doing? These are our careers. Yeah. What's going on here?
Michael.
So, Laura, what is ASMR?
ASMR is a variation of noises that are made through the mouth. Some specifically are whispering, eating, maybe even tapping. That's another genre. But
some people might like people sipping.
Correct.
You know, a cup of coffee or their wine or whatever it is, right?
Correct. Yes.
Some people might be into beatboxing.
Absolutely. It's whatever okay. is a pleasure to the ears.
Right. And it's amplified usually, I think?
Yes.
Right. Gotcha. Jill, are you into ASMR?
I like the finger tapping and like objects. So but not eating, but you know, just tapping the mic with the fingers or they get like a pencil or a pen or something. I think just like tapping. That's fine.
So just tapping in the microphone. Mm-hmm. You like that?
Mm-hmm.
So just.
Or like. I don't know if you can hear that with my nails, but yeah.
No, I heard it. That's great. And what are you into, Laura?
I like whispering.
Why?
I feel like it puts me to sleep. It puts you in a trance. It's almost like meditation.
Does it matter what the person says?
No.
No?
I thought it would originally.
Of course.
But then I found one artist. Yes, they go by artists that I love. And honestly, she reads through Aldi. Catalog and tells you the deals each week.
Stop it. She's reading a catalog telling you the deals.
But the microphone's like turned up super hot. So you hear every little
mouth movement and stuff like that. Are you into it too, John?
So no, but like I can't help but watch it when people cut through things with knives. I feel like that gets me.
That's
if you're cutting
your
through some bread or like sometimes people will cut through a bar of soap. And for some reason that to me is like so satisfying.
434 each, organic blueberries, 6 ounces.
I think you got to whisper.
Yeah, you got to do more of a...
That wasn't a whisper. I have to do
more
of
that. And just your normal voice. Don't try and make it sexy.
Okay. Oh, well. Thank you. This is a natural thing. I'm so sorry. Red potatoes per pound bulk.
You got to talk more like this.
Yeah. Offer details and eligible items expires 321. 348 each. Oh, organics, whole peeled garlic. Yeah. Get out of my ASMR. Organic Honeycrisp apples. Expires 321. Here's some items you might buy again. Organic spices. Signature Select French sourdough bread. Ooh, King's Hawaiian rolls. You're into this?
I would subscribe.
Me reading my deal of the week. All right, Nancy Rodriguez, stand by. She's the morning traffic. Nancy, what's going on? My family, it is Valentine in the morning. So one of the games that we do on the show is called Two Truths and a Lie. And that's going to be today's dumb game. So if you want to play that, you got to call 866-544-MYFM. We go around the room. Two of us are telling the truth. One of us telling a lie. Got doozies today.
Oh, yeah.
I got some good ones.
You got some good ones?
I'm excited.
What were last week's? It was a lot of your stuff is like acting. It's a big acting resume.
Yours had to do with your pants.
People wanted to hear that story. They were upset that they didn't get the follow up on
The pants. What was his pants?
Yeah. The white.
You pooped your pants.
Why'd you bring that up? You pooped your pants. People were upset about that.
Well, they texted in like, "How are you?"
If anybody wants
happened?
To follow up on that story from last week about when I pooped my pants in public, I'll be happy to do it. But you have to have at least 10 people texting. If it's less than 10, I'm not going to do it. It's like an audience test, at least 10 people testing. But if you want to play Two Truths and a Lie for a nice prize right now, 866-544-MYFM. Pick out who's telling the lie. Two Truths and a Lie. 866-544-MYFM. You call us right now.
Yeah. Call Valentine in the morning.
866-544-MYFM.
All right, Nancy, thank you very much. It is 637. The weather today. Hold on, this can't be right. Sunshine? What? Oh, and clouds. Off and on. Doing a little dance back and forth. A little lambada in the sky, so to speak. Temperatures in the 60s. No rain in the forecast for the next few days. 54 in Downey, 52 Laguna Beach. Jill's got the entertainment headlines on the way.
A very famous director has written his final movie. I'll tell you who it is and what it's about coming up at 6:50.
So we get a lot of people for Two Truths and a Lie, which is really, really cool. We have to figure out how we're doing it in the room. Hold on. I'm going to close the mics for 1 second because we have to know who's doing what in the room, the order. Okay. Okay, we're back. That could have been planned out.
That's on me. I should have brought that
up. Well, I just sat here and I realized it too. All right. Oh, why are you people texting that? Should we hold that till afterwards?
Yeah.
The poop story? Flooded with texts.
Yeah, all these texts. If somebody walked in like a boss, I vote to hear the poopy pants story. Val, tell us how you pooped your pants. Please tell the poopy pants story. Val, you have to tell that story. Neither hear why you pooped your pants in public. Story about that. All right, that's coming up. All right, you can stop texting. Now you're doing it in real time and I can see all of you writing poop on our screen. Let's do this. Today's dumb game.
Two truths and a lie. Two of us will be telling the truth. One of us will be telling a lie. You have to guess which one of us is telling the lie. So our first contestant, you need to decide. We're all going to go around the room. The three of us will say a statement. You have to figure out who's telling the lie.
What we learned last week is that Jill is a better liar than we thought.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, I knew that.
She's been lying to me my entire life.
She's a great actress.
Lying to you.
Total lies. Luis, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Two truths and a lie. You ready to play the game?
Yes, sir.
All right, you got to pick out who the liar is, buddy, okay? Got to pick out who the liar is. Let's go around the room. Jill.
I was born with an extra bone in my left foot.
I have a tiny throat hole.
Oddly, I found out so do I. But that's not mine. I was lead clarinet at St. Bernard's High School. So you've got...
I'm going to say...
Go ahead.
Valentine's lying.
That's correct. I was actually alto sax. Is it game over?
That's it.
Yeah, that was
over.
Pretty easy one.
Oh my God, that was so anticlimactic this week. Last week it went on for like half an hour.
Poop story coming up.
Poop
story coming up. Hey, you're going to Macklemore, buddy. Congratulations.
All right, thank you guys.
You're welcome, man. Well, now I guess we just save the rest of the ones we made for next week or something.
Nice.
Save them.
How'd you know I didn't play clarinet? I seemed like I'd be a clarinet guy.
I don't know. I listen to you guys too much. I know when you're lying, Valentine.
You played sax on the air multiple times.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Well, that's good. But keep on listening. And love how he goes, I listen to you guys too much. Too much. We're going to cut back on that. Well, hang on, Luis. We'll get you all set, okay?
Thank you.
Hang on, buddy. Let's meet some people here. Elna, good morning.
Hi.
How are you doing, Elna?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing good. Sorry, we had a winner for our two truths and a lie, but do you want to hear the poo-poo story?
Yes, of course.
All right, stand by for that. Hey, Greg, are you in favor of hearing that story?
I am in favor of hearing that story. I can give you one for myself.
Oh. The whole topic.
All right, hang out for that, bud. 1 sec here. Hey, Michelle, are you in favor of hearing the poo-poo story?
I definitely want to hear that story.
God, you guys, why would somebody be so into hearing how a grown man pooped his pants in public?
It happens more often than you think.
I think so, too. I think a lot of people, if you see somebody backing away from you in daily life, I think they pooped their pants. That's a telltale sign. All right, hang on for the story. Hang on. Nicole, are you into hearing the story?
I'm here. Of course.
Oh, my God.
Of course. No hesitation.
I'm shocked, though, that so many women are hearing the story.
Oh, a lot of people are into this. Do you remember we talked about this maybe a week or two ago, that Kike Hernandez, the former Dodger, admitted to pooping his pants, and it became this whole national story. He just got endorsement from Dude Wipes.
Because
he heard him tell the story, so they sent him a bunch of wipes, and now he's endorsed by them.
Oh my God!
Because he was brave.
He's
enough.
Getting money. He was brave enough to tell it. Now he's getting money for it.
Story.
Nicole, I'm going to be doing things for Dude Wipes now or something. I guess. All right, hang on. All right, last person. This person says it all right here. Karen. Hi.
How are you?
Did you want to hear the poop story?
Of course.
Karen!
You could have saved us!
We're counting on you, Karen! All right, hang on, Karen. A story for the ages after Britney Spears' Toxic. Baby, can't you see?
104.3 My Fam, it is Valentine in the morning. Do you want story time music for this?
Oh, yes.
I'm going to try and keep it quick because I don't think you guys need a long, drawn-out story from me about this. But it was years ago, and I'll set the scene for you. It's Boston, Massachusetts, and I'm working at a radio station there. And this is shortly after the LA riots, actually, so it's a while ago.
Okay.
And I'm working at a radio station in Boston, Massachusetts, for a guy named Sonny Joe White who's looking down from heaven right now. Embarrassed, I'm about to tell this story because he was there for this, sort of. So I'm working there and we're having a summer concert series. And it's all the top acts of the day. And it's a place called City Hall Plaza in Boston, Massachusetts. And it was shortly after the LA riots. Something went wrong and I was broadcasting from there and the bands are on the stage. Somebody threw a firecracker into the crowd or something. And then basically a riot started to develop and people were yelling, "This isn't LA!" This whole big thing, the cops came on horseback, and they're trying to control the crowd, and it's really a melee, and people are just running through the city. There was some looting happening. You can look it up if you want to see it on the internet. And so they're running around and stuff, and I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? And I'm the guy broadcasting the show, and so at one point I'm like, kind of calling play-by-play. All right, there are people running towards the T right now. Their police are asking everyone to be calm and proceed, and so I'm doing that. And then the police put me on stage to make announcements like, guys, head to this T stop, which is a subway system in Boston. Trying to create order. And it was on CNN later that night, and they were showing it like it was a massive melee. So it was kind of a big deal back then in Boston. So the concert obviously gets canceled. But our boss, Sonny Joe White, says to everybody, hey, why don't we bring everybody back to the radio station? We can do, you know, some songs and some interviews and stuff. So a lot of people just came back to the station, all the artists of the day that would have been popular. So it would have been like, you know, if you were doing something today, it'd be Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez, whoever, people like that would just come back. And so we went back to the station. We all did a show from there. And I was there and all the other disc jockeys and stuff. And it was just a thing. It was fun. What a long day, though, it had been. What a long day it had been at that point. And then Sonny Joe White says, kid. That's how he talked. Kid, let's get everybody and we'll go into Chinatown and we'll have some food. It'd be great. So now it's like, I don't know, 7-8 o'clock at night and we all get our cars and head into Chinatown and have some food. And I'm Irish. Spicy food and me, we have a relationship that's curious. A lot depends. But it had been a very rough day. I was very stressed. Young man in my 20s. And Sonny decided to get some very spicy food for the table. Oh, kid, you're going to love this. Put some hair on you. Okay. And so I did. And then, you know, it's probably like 11 o'clock at night or something like that. And I lived right near the radio station. And when you first get into radio and you're a single guy and girls aren't that into you, you just hang out at the radio station. It's like a frat house, John.
Mm.
So I went back to the station, just hung out with the guy who was doing overnights. We're chatting away and stuff. And one of the other guys goes, hey, let's make a Dunkin' Donuts run. So we ran down the Dunkin' Donuts. We're going to get some coffees, whatever, and a bunch of donuts, just hang out all night. What a day it's been. We're commiserating with this idea that we had lived through something that was just a crazy day, from riots to artists coming into the studio all at once. What a day it was. So we go to Dunkin' Donuts, and we're walking in, and I go, Okay, all right. We get into Dunkin' Donuts, and I said to the man behind the counter, hey, I'll do a jelly, and, boy. Do you have a bathroom in here? No, we don't. You're open 24 hours and you guys don't have, where do you go? We don't have a public bathroom, sir. You can't use a bathroom in here. Okay. All right. And my friend Artie, the one man party, and Mike Hogan are standing next to me.
Artie, the one man party.
Yeah.
I wish I had a cool name like that.
So Artie, the one man party, sitting there, he's getting some kind of a breakfast sandwich or something. I go, guys, I'm going to go outside for a second and I'm looking for a gas station. I'm looking for anything. It's late at night now, and I'm looking all around. I can't find anything, but I found a dumpster.
Oh, my.
And do you know when that moment hits you, and you're like, you have literally, it's kind of like when NASA does a countdown, and everything's fired up, you know? The gas is flowing, the fuel is flowing, the whatever they do, you see the smoke starting to come off the bottom of the rocket before it launches.
There's no turning back.
There's no turning back, Jill, you're 100% right. No turning back. It's going to launch. You are just going to pick where you are when it launches. That's it.
And that little dumpster in that little town outside of Boston called Waltham, Massachusetts, became my spot. I went behind the dumpster, and that was that. I mean, you can picture what happened. Mm-hmm. A bear in the woods. I was wearing my favorite white Gerbo jeans. There was no saving them. Because in that moment, there's only so much you can do. So many shoes you can get off, so many socks you can get off, everything else. Now, there's more to the story about this event, because then you have to get back in your car.
Yeah.
And that's, we don't need to go down that path. It was just, let's just say it was not a good night. There were beach towels involved.
Okay.
And one of the best is, eventually, I'm shell-shocked. I'm like, what do I do? I'm stuck behind this dumpster in this horrible predicament. And very bad predicament. My friend, the Hogan guy, comes out, and he's looking for me. Sean, where you at? I'm like, over here, dude. It's like, what the, oh my, what happened? I go, oh my God. And he goes, I got to tell Artie. Because they all rode with me, by the way. So hey. He goes back in. One of the highlights of my life is Artie the Windmill Party is sitting in the window of Dunkin' Donuts with his breakfast sandwich. You know how you sit there and look out the window?
Sure.
Like little bar top type things they have. And he's just chowing this breakfast sandwich, not concerned about me, obviously. And I'm looking as Hogan goes in and tells him what happened. And you can see Artie's head just down looking at the sandwich and just start to come up. And then the eyes just come out the window, and he's just looking out the window towards the dumpster. And then it's just me going, hey, waving back. And that happened in public many, many years ago.
Just you and a beach towel?
Me and a beach towel at that point. Thank God I had a beach towel in the back of the car.
Thank you.
So, Kiki Hernandez, the Val Man, for Dude Wipes.
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up.
In entertainment headlines.
Never before seen wedding footage of a musician and an actress can now, like, how do we move on from this? Like,
well, the text says, I am flipping dying right now.
This wedding footage can be now seen in Vegas. I'll explain what that means right after traffic.
104.3 MyFM.
Entertainment headlines.
Quentin Tarantino has said that he's planned to direct only 10 movies before retiring. And he's also said that most directors have horrible last movies and he wants to end on a high note. Well, according to The Hollywood Reporter, Quentin Tarantino has written his final movie. And we don't know a whole lot about it, but we do know it's called The Movie Critic. And it's set in the late 1970s in Los Angeles, and it has a female lead. So this could possibly be his final film that he directs. And Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman have been married for 16 years, and we've seen photos of their wedding, but not a whole lot of video. But now you can see rare wedding footage at his Las Vegas residency when he performs his song Without You. It's shown on a screen behind him. So you get to see these never-before-seen scenes of Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban's wedding if you see him in Vegas. I'm Jill with Entertainment Headlines.
Val, I've been nominating you for a Pulitzer Prize for that poop story. I'm sure John Peake will be so proud. Val could have used some Depends. A lot of people also pointing out that they've been in similar situations, not behind the dumpster at a Dunkin' Donuts in Waltham, but they've been there. Yeah, you're not alone. Blank happens, yeah. Val. So, listen, if you want to do this anonymously, and we don't have to read this on the air or anything like that, but I'm just curious, have you ever found yourself in a similar situation in public where it just happened? Text in 31043. What you'd be doing is God's work. You'd make me feel better about, and Kiki Hernandez, about telling our stories to the public. So text in 31043. Battle of the Sexes coming up. 104.3 MyFam, it's Valentine in the morning. It is 7:06, so due regard to what I'm going to say here, it's not going to bother any little ears in the car, but I mean, you're getting up, you're starting your day, coffee, breakfast, all that stuff, right? If you heard the story last hour, a lot of people texted in, they were in similar situations. We're not going to talk about that situation again, but if you heard it, you're going to know what I'm talking about. If not, try and guess. Try and guess what we were talking about. You might find it fun. The locations, the incidents, the places that you shared. LA Fitness, can't go back. Happened at a Macy's store. Pretty embarrassing. Side of the freeway, horrible day. Golf course, tree leaves, thank goodness. Small beach, lots of sand, not good. In my very own car.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for that. Kiki Hernandez thanks you, and I thank you for your service. The Battle of the Sexes, we're playing that next on 104.3 MyFM. 104.3 MyFM, it is Valentine in the morning, 7:10, and more stories from the room that will stay in the room.
And we're done. We're done, with
it. Yeah. I know.
We're done on the text line.
Emily jumped in.
It's
She's
over.
New and answering her phone. She told a story what happened when she was seven on a playground. Then Laura was telling a story about her friend and her friend's brother, and it was a bad scene as well. But I think we're good. You guys, Walmart, like, Walmart, okay, the texts are still coming. Khaki shorts. Queen Mary during prom. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. So, there's that. Thank you, guys. Let's move on to a different topic.
Please.
31043. You were all into this a second ago.
I was. And then the stories in the room is what I'm putting a stop to
it. Too much.
It's over.
Yeah.
My
Australians tell weird stories, don't they?
They're the weirdest.
They really are.
No offense.
And, well, they say it comes from the land down under. So, 866-544-MYFAM. Text in 31043. What random things you find in your kid's room? I've got a friend that found three baby chickens in their kid's room.
Wait, what?
Three baby chickens.
And how long had the chickens been in there?
For a few days, I guess. Oh, the kid was trying to hide the chickens from mom.
What's the story? Why?
Because she got them for free from somebody. I don't know. I have no idea. There's three baby chickens hanging out in a kid's room.
I feel like the more details you give, the more questions I have.
Right, right. 31043.
We put this on Facebook and Sharon said they found an eel who had gone missing 6 months prior.
Oh, dear God.
So not a happy ending.
She said it was fossilized, but it was in the back of her son's closet in his room.
Yeah.
Wow.
We used to have a frog in Colin's fish tank. That frog always got out, man. Always get out. We never tell Jill that it got out because we don't want to freak out, not come over our house or anything like
they
that.
They didn't tell me that till later after the frog had
passed
gone.
On. Right.
Yeah.
Well, was that on your watch? Did you kill the frog?
Gosh, no.
Okay. Because I remember we had to come over and watch the fish tank a few times.
Yes.
And she would freak out by the things that were in there. It's a frog. I can't. It's a frog. And she's throwing the food. You ever try and throw fish flakes? She's throwing the fish flakes at the fish tank. I'm like, babe, none of that's going in. What are you doing?
Very irrational fear of frogs. It's weird.
It is the Battle of the Sexes. Reps in the man. His name is Spencer. He lives in San Jacinto. He works to restore World War II vehicles and enjoys surfing and riding motorcycles. Spence, what's up, buddy?
Cool. What's up, Spencer?
How you doing?
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
All right.
Representing the ladies, her name is Patricia. She's from Corona. She's a stay-at-home mom and enjoys going bike riding. Let's hear for Patricia.
What's up, Patricia?
Hi.
Here's
Hi.
How it works, Patricia. I'm going to be asking you a series of questions. Spence, Jill's going to be asking you questions. Best out of three wins still tied into regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Going to start with the ladies. Just two more texts.
Oh, God.
No.
Chick-fil-A. Yeah, that's not a good one. I'm a teacher, happened on a field trip. Okay. Someone else has texted. I have no idea what you guys are talking about, but it's cracking me up. LOL. All right. Patricia, here's your question. In what Star Wars show is Grogu a main character?
Grogu?
Grogu.
Oh, Grogu. I don't know. Star Wars. The new Jedi? I don't know.
The Mandalorian.
Oh, the Mandalorian. Okay.
What character does Daisy Ridley play in the Star Wars franchise?
Oh, I know this one.
She's Rey.
Oh, a Jedi. Rey?
Rey.
All right, current score 0-0. Ringo Starr was a member of what famous band?
That would be the Beatles.
John, do you know a lot of Beatles music?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you really?
Yeah. Okay.
Spence, name another member of the Beatles.
Star and ooh, I know him.
Oh,
I don't. Ooh.
Oh, no.
Oh my gosh! Oh, I totally would have thought you could have got a member of the Beatles just based on how old I think you are.
There's Paul. There's John. And there's George.
Yeah, there's not many young guys restoring World War II vehicles, probably.
I'm still pretty young.
Are you? How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
28. I'll be 29.
Oh, I'm blown away. I got that. I stereotyped you. That was wrong. I apologize. This is my mea culpa, lo siento. I would not have guessed you were in your 20s, dude. I thought you've got a nice, deep timbre to your voice. And that's why I was shocked that you didn't get the Beatles. Wow.
All right, current score, ladies up 1-0. Toucan Sam is the mascot for what brand of cereal, Patricia?
Fruit Loops.
For the win.
Good job, Patricia. Ladies win. You're getting the Battle of the Sexes championship certificate posted on social. Use hashtag Valentine in the morning and share it with pride.
Thank you.
You've also won a pair of tickets to see Bad Habits Lead to Late Nights. Ed Sheeran at SoFi Stadium on September 23rd. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Good job. You win.
Nice job.
Yay, guys.
Well, Spence, listen, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours, my friend. You take it away.
Oh, have fun at 104.3 My FM.
Thanks, Spence. It's right up for a job now, yeah. You know? Three things you need to know right now. 7:22, it is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Last night, thousands of LAUSD workers rallied outside of City Hall. They announced plans to go on a three-day strike next week. The strike is scheduled for next Tuesday through Thursday, and LAUSD officials say this will likely shut down schools. The strike would involve over 60,000 bus drivers, custodians, cafeteria workers, campus security, and teaching assistants. These employees are seeking better working conditions and a 30% wage increase. Yesterday's storm flooded roads across Southern California, causing mudslides in some areas, knocking down trees. There were multiple reports of potholes that caused flat tires and other issues, especially on the 71 near Pomona. Over 30 cars damaged because of potholes. According to Caltrans, over the past week, crews have filled around 600 potholes in L.A. and Ventura County. John Camucci got the sports.
So March Madness starts today for UCLA. Tonight, the Bruins coming in as a number 2 seed. They're playing the University of North Carolina, Asheville. They're a number 15 seed. So anything can happen, but hoping for a strong win here tonight. That game starts at 7 p.m.
All right, if you guys want to reach out, 866-544-MYFAM or text in 31043. What random thing did you find in your kid's room?
Like Sam, who said a large traffic cone. Haley said a packaged salad under his bed. I knew there was a smell. He's 15 and played sports, thought it was that. And then Sean said my Victoria's Secret catalog hiding behind his desk, and he was 5 years old.
Huh. Okay. Five.
Yeah.
Huh. TLC Waterfalls, it is 104.3 MyFM. This is Valentine in the morning. 104.3 MyFM, it is Valentine in the morning. Good morning, Miriam. How are you today?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Well, that's awesome. So glad you're amazing. Good for you. So what random thing you find in your kid's room?
Well, she's a teenager, so of course you can kind of assume that it's going to be something disastrous every time you walk in there. But I went in there and I took control. I'm like, I'm cleaning up this room. So we went under her bed and there was a lunch bag under there. So of course you're assuming there's going to be decay and fungus and all kinds
right,
of mold.
Right, right, right.
So old I pick food. Up the lunch box, look inside. Drop it because inside there is a 2-foot black snake.
What?
There's a 2-foot long black snake inside your kid's lunchbox under the bed and it's alive?
Oh my gosh.
Under Why? The bed. Now, mind you, we live next to a forest.
Okay.
So the only thing we could assume is that it came up through the vent because she has a vent in her room. It came up through the vents and just moved in. And we know that it was there for a while because we actually found its couple pieces of its shed.
Nope. Oh, on the other side underneath her bed. It's been there for a long time, right?
It moved in into my daughter's room, and we
was
never
it a dangerous snake or something?
No, it like wasn't that poisonous. It was perfectly fine. We actually own a snake in another room, so we just picked it up.
This snake thought it was a safe house to move into. Like, oh, it's a snake house, right?
It found its own little kindred and decided to come in. No,
where are you? You're listening to the iHeartRadio, obviously, but where do you live?
I am in Virginia.
Virginia, okay, guys.
Several times when you guys have spoken to me, I'm in Virginia.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate that. Well,
thank you for
that's
your show.
Gross. Thank you for your show. And I would not want to have a snake beneath my bed.
No, I'd be so creeped out.
Yeah.
And your daughter didn't know?
She never knew. And when she found out, she decided that she didn't want to sleep in that room anymore.
Yeah, what a shock her. That is, right.
I'm moving.
Yeah. My daughter moved out. She was eight at the time. Yeah. She's gone.
Yeah, no, but she's still there, and she still is just waiting for the next one to come in. She's assuming it's going to happen.
Oh. Do you guys ever think about maybe putting something over those vents so snakes don't crawl up into your house?
But where's the adventure in that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Miriam.
Text Valentine in the morning.
31043.
Jill's got the entertainment headlines on the way.
The next Superman movie is going to have something brand new. I'll tell you what that is at 7:50.
How terrifying for you if somebody says you've got a frog in your throat.
I know.
What a horrible phrase for somebody that's so afraid of frogs.
Right?
Right?
It's not good.
Hi, Amanda. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Sorry for not answering that.
What's that? I'm sorry?
I said I'm fine. Thank you. Sorry for not answering.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Right. Wow. So, Amanda, what did you randomly find in your kid's room?
I found a school-given plastic-wrapped tamale in my toddler's play kitchen.
Oh. How'd that get there?
I have an oldest. He went to school, I guess. He brought home the tamale from the school-given lunch. And I guess he didn't leave it in his... He left it in his backpack. The toddler got to it. And he just knew, hey, this goes in the kitchen. Let me heat it up. And he put it in his toddler kitchen microwave.
How long had that tamale been there?
At least a week. I remember my son came home from school and I said, hey, was this yours? How long has it been here? And he's like, oh, I don't remember bringing that home. I think it might have been last week or something. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, no, I bet it was longer than that. I bet it was longer than that. I don't remember bringing that home. I think we had tamale day like about a month and a half ago or something, you know?
Yeah. Well, my poor little toddler was devastated, though, and I was like, we have to throw this away.
No. They wanted the tamale in their little play kitchen. Yeah. No.
He has the biggest cheeks, so his face just, like, droops. Oh. And his cheeks and his little mouth just was like, the saddest little face.
Oh, the droopy little face.
Sad.
The poor kid. All right, Amanda, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye. Have
Take
a great
care.
Day.
You
Wait,
too.
Hold on. I'm here.
Oh. Who's there? What? Oh.
Huh? So, it sounded like someone was...
Was that a cry for help?
Being abducted.
No, it doesn't.
No, they wanted to talk.
Wait, I'm in the trunk.
Send oh help. My gosh, they just wanted to talk.
Send help, wait. Wait, I'm here and I need help. She's holding me the tamale hostage. 866-544-MYFAM or text in 31043. We were good. Miley Cyrus, Flowers, 104.3 MYFAM. It's Valentine in the morning. I think we found a ton of like Uncrustable wrappings next to the bed for Colin. He would put the Uncrustable wrappers inside his dresser drawer or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a little trash can.
Yeah, okay.
Uncrustable wrappers. There's a plate with a fork and a knife. He must have had dinner in his room one night or something. And I've never sent my kid to his room. You know, hey, go eat your dinner
yeah,
in your room.
Yeah, his choice. You know?
Exactly. Kids, they hide the darndest things, man. But nobody could top. I mean, we had a snake and we had... You know, my friend whose kid had three baby chickens.
We got a text from Kate that said they found a chicken in their daughter's room about 10 years ago. And she snuck one of their own chickens into her bedroom and she was playing house. And they found the chicken under the covers in the bed.
Oh, chickens are cute. Chickens are really cute.
Be, yeah.
Hey, tomorrow's a big day around here. I wanna run John Mayer's one of our faves. I love John Mayer. The Sod Rock tour was amazing. Now he's got this acoustic thing going on, and we've got tickets all day tomorrow.
He's playing Kia Forum in April, on April 14th. So when you hear the cue to call, that's when you want to call us, and you can win a pair of tickets to see him. And we're doing it all day, starting at 6 a.m. all the way until 8 p.m. Say what you need to say.
And the Kia Forum is such an iconic place to see John Mayer. And this is going to be a concert that he may not ever do again. He's never really done this before. Mm-hmm. This solo acoustic tour, just him, the guitar up there on stage. This is going to be pure magic.
I'm a big John Mayer fan. I hit like a John Mayer playlist all the time in the iHeartRadio app. I love it. When you're dreaming with a broken heart. We've interviewed him a bunch of times, and people have always warned us that John Mayer is kind of a tough interview because he's very heady, very intellectual. But he has provided some of the greatest interviews we've had on the show and album release parties over the iHeartRadio Theater and stuff. So he's a guy you're going to want to see, and this is going to be all day tomorrow for My Free Ticket Friday on 104.3 MyFM.
here's what's coming up
in entertainment headlines.
After their hiatus, BTS's comeback is apparently not guaranteed. I'll tell you what was said right after traffic.
104.3 MyFM.
Entertainment headlines.
The guys in BTS have to do South Korea's mandatory military service, so the band is on a musical hiatus, and fans thought after they fulfilled their military obligations, a BTS reunion would take place around 2025. But the group's agency is clarifying a few things, and they said, "We said we hope the members can resume in 2025, not will." And they said, "We're going to work for it, but it doesn't mean we can target the date of 2025. And they also talked about the enlistment schedules being private information. And there's talk about the band's contract that's still not up and all of that. But they're saying might not possibly be a reunion in 2025 for BTS. And James Gunn is now the chairman and CEO of DC Studios. And he's going to direct the next Superman movie. It's called Superman Legacy. And he said he's looking for a new actor to play Superman. He also wrote the screenplay for the reboot of the Superman franchise, and he says the movie tells the story of Superman's journey to reconcile his heritage with his human upbringing as Clark Kent of Smallville, Kansas. I'm Jill with your entertainment headlines.
Hey, if anybody's doing bracketology, we've got a group if you want to join it. It's VITM, as in Valentine in the Morning on ESPN. VITM, that's what I just joined. It was
very cool.
So who do you got winning it all?
I got Tennessee winning it all.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of just went in there and
just went for
back and forth, just click numbers.
Yeah, I had UConn in the final four. What a homer.
Hey, who knows, man?
Right. I've got Bama winning the entire thing. Brian, who do you got winning the entire thing?
UCLA, baby.
UCLA winning the entire thing?
Yeah. I like
that.
Yeah.
I also know nothing. I know John says they're good. That's about
they're extremely good this year. It's one of the best UCLA teams we've had in a while.
There you go.
Oh, good.
So if you guys want to join our brackets, hang out with us, and just beat us down into submission because we have no idea what we're talking about here, if you're using that ESPN app, it's VITM. There might be another one. Maybe we should be using, but I just found this one. VITM is our group name, as in Valentine of the Morning. Match Dragons, Believer, Battle of Sexes coming up. Call now if you want to play. Believer.
Here's your daily dose of happy news on Valentine in the Morning.
Hey, Christina, good morning. What's your happy news?
Hi, good morning. I'm so happy that you answered my call. And I just want to say that a few years back, I called because I was going to get into IBF. Years later, I can finally say I have my son.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So you called us when you were starting IBF a number of years ago, and now you have a child.
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And I wanted to share that with you because, you know, I shared it with you when I started this process.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share it, and I'm so happy. And I wanted to take advantage. Can I be in your Christmas list too, please?
The Valentine in the Morning family Christmas card list is so confusing for many people.
Yeah.
This started years ago. We sent out Christmas cards to people who listen to our show. And then it's like taken on a life of its own, Christina, you know? And people will call up, you know, in March asking to be placed on the Christmas card list for the end of the year.
Isn't that awesome?
It is. And you're on it. Congratulations.
Yay! Oh my God, how exciting. This is such a great day.
You know what's even cooler to say? Thanks, Mom.
Thank you.
Hang on, love. We'll get you all set. Things haven't been quite all this late night talking. Harry Styles. 104.3 My Fam. It is Valentine in the Morning. So we got a group going here on the ESPN thing for bracketology for basketball. March Madness starts in a couple hours. So if you donate brackets, you really got to get them filled out in the next couple hours because the games will start and then nobody can get in at that point. It's all locked out. So our group name, somebody asked, is it VITM or VITN? Well, it's VITM as in Valentine in the Morning, not Valentine in the Nation. So that sounds
not a bad name.
It's not a bad ring to it. Tonight on Valentine in the Nation, I'll be talking about this. So VITM, Valentine in the Morning, that's the name of our group, VITM. If you're joining that, Jill's going to hop on it. Laura goes, "What am I doing? Is it a sport?" I go, "Yes." "Is it basketball?" "Yes." "Okay, I know nothing about it." She'll probably win.
Honestly,
she'll probably
could
win. And I'll throw in a prize for the winner, too. I don't know what it is, but I'll throw in a prize for the winner by points on this bracketology. So if you want to join our group, ESPN has a thing. Just go there and, you know, now I'm promoting a different company, but whatever. And then our group name is VITM, Valentine in the Morning. Brian's joining, too, right?
I'm almost finished.
Who you got winning the whole thing?
I just randomly picked a bunch of stuff. I think Pittsburgh?
That's because you're from there.
Los Angeles.
He'll probably win it.
Yeah. My FM.
104.3 My FM. It is Valentine in the morning, 8:07. We got a lot of entries already to join our bracket group, Bracketology for March Madness. Jill's currently filling out hers. Laura, our new hire, is filling out hers. Em, are you doing one over there? Mm-hmm. Emily, also a new hire, filling out hers over there. Shout out to Bander95. Thanks for joining. Carmela Koala. Oh, that must be you, Laura, right? Anything with a koala is going to be
I mean.
Connecticut Anthony, Sam, Padres Atul.
Ooh, that's me.
Huddy Buddy, Superfat314.
Superfat.
Who got one and who got two? Jaden Rosansky, SoCal Rocks, Shane Dogg, Sasha Tay, Ed Harrington. Yeah, so it's there if you want to join it. If you're doing bracketology on ESPN, our group name is VITM, as in Valentine in the morning, VITM. I had to help Brian get his set up right. And I noticed that last year he was still part of that On Air with Ryan Seacrest group.
Oh, awkward.
And that's weird because we were all a team last year and the year before and the year before and the year before.
That is awkward. But now no more. They're dead to me.
Yeah, join ours. Valentine decided he's going to give 10 grand to the winner.
What?
What? What? No, wait. What? No, I did not. What?
No.
Coming up later on this hour, this may be a bad idea. Almost as bad as what he said. Apparently, we're going to ask an HR professional about some things that have happened recently around our office.
Great.
Things we have seen and heard. So, if you have something like that and you think you would like to know what an HR professional would have to say about it, text in at 31043. But right now, it is the battle of the sexes. Represent the men. His name is Chris. He lives in Huntington Beach. He's a teacher, enjoys hanging with the family and surfing. Good morning, Chris. How are you
What's up, my friend?
Chris?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you very much. How are you guys?
Very good. It's a pleasure to have you on our broadcast today.
You can't just start acting professional now.
No, you cannot.
It's too late.
Representing the ladies, her name is Beth. She's from Wildomar. She works as a security guard at a high school and enjoys sewing. Let's hear it for Beth.
What's up, Beth?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Super excited.
Oh, cool. Here's how it works. I'll be asking you a series of questions. Chris, Jill's going to be asking you the questions. Best out of three wins, still tied. The end of regulation, we go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let's start with the ladies. Roy Kent and Jamie Tart are characters in what Apple TV Plus television series?
The Last of Us?
No, Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Chris, Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon play news anchors on what Apple TV Plus show?
The Morning Show.
Yes, that's correct.
Current score, guys, up 1-0. What brand is famous for its slogan, just do it?
Nike.
That's correct.
Chris, Pink is married to what former motorcycle racer?
Oh, what is that? That tattoo guy's name? Casey.
Oh, it's Carrie Hart.
Current score, 1-1. If a skateboarder did a 720, how many full rotations did they perform in the air?
Three.
No.
Four.
720 is, it's two. 360 times two equals 720, yeah.
And Chris, what is the name of the tiger on the box of Frosted Flakes?
Tony.
Tony is correct.
Great. Fellas win. Nice job, dude.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Battle of the Sexes Championship certificate posted on social use the hashtag Valentine in the morning. You share that with pride.
Will do. Definitely. Thank you so much.
And you're going to go see Pink. SoFi Stadium, October 5th. They're on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Congrats.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And happy 130th day to Colin or something.
What is it? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You're very close. It's his 132nd day of his high school career.
Wow.
You do listen.
Yeah. Well played.
Wow, man. Nice. All right. Well, listen, Beth, as you exit.
Love you guys.
Oh, love you too, man. Beth, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. And congrats. And yeah, we're at about 132 days into the school year. We're counting it down out here.
I love
it. So congratulations.
Oh,
and you guys have a wonderful, beautiful day.
You too. Thank you very much.
three things you need to know right now.
Okay, it's 8:18. It's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. After weeks of record-breaking rainfall, the Metropolitan Water District is repealing many of the water restrictions that were put in place last year. Those restrictions limited outdoor watering to one day a week in many areas. Now, the recent storms have moved almost all of California out of the extreme drought category. The rain hasn't solved all of our problems, though. For example, the Colorado River is a major water source for Southern California. It's still facing severe drought conditions. A 9-year-old boy from Pennsylvania is making headlines for becoming one of the youngest high school graduates ever. David Belogan was able to graduate from Reach Charter School in less than 3 years with a GPA of over 4.0. Holy cow. My kid's about to turn 15. I still help him to butter his toast. Dad loves science and computer programming. And David does too, and he wants to become an astrophysicist. There's only one person who graduated from high school at a younger age. That was Michael Kearney. He graduated in 1990 at the age of 6. And do you know what that guy's doing right now? He works for iHeartRadio.
Right.
John Camucci got the sports coming up next. And if you want to reach out to us, text in 31043. We're going to be talking to an HR professional about some stuff that's happened here at work and maybe at your workplace as well. Adele, Someone Like You, 104.3 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning. In the world of sports, John, what are we watching today?
Today, you got the March Madness going on, but I also want to shout out Team USA. They had a huge win last night against Colombia in the World Baseball Classic. More highlights from Mike Trout, but that win is going to advance them into the quarterfinals this Saturday. It's going to be in Miami versus Venezuela.
Okay, so we're doing this HR thing. You're probably curious about some stuff that happens at your office, in our office. Does it end up being an HR concern or violation? How are you, Michelle?
I'm good, thanks.
Good, and you're an HR professional, right?
I am.
All right, you've heard some stories, I'm sure. We're going to come to you, and you just tell us, professional, unprofessional, your opinion of it. I'm going to hit you with a couple of things from our studio and our work, and then maybe people might call in, too. All right, Brian, what do you got?
What about calling a coworker sweetheart, boo, or babe?
It's unprofessional, but it also, there's some nuance to it because you can, I mean, if you work in a really, really small space, you get to be like family, but there's also that situation where it can be misconstrued or it can be taken as you're favoring one person over another.
Well, that's how we were meaning it, though.
Brian calls everyone out of your sweetheart.
No, he doesn't call me sweetheart.
Oh.
So I feel like this is leaving some people out.
Oh, so you're
out
with Michelle then. This is bad. Yeah. Okay.
You want to be called sweetheart.
Not great.
If you're going to call someone sweetheart, we should all be sweetheart.
Okay, bae.
That's a true story.
All right, boo.
You are going down, Brian.
All right.
What if two consenting coworkers massage each other in front of other coworkers?
It is unprofessional.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. That's me. I wasn't giving massages, but Jimmy, who used to work here, would give me a massage for my tense shoulders and neck.
Yeah.
I was fine with it.
And I never said anything.
You get massaged all the time as well.
Who massages me?
Brian massages your shoulders. He
Brian
also
never massages. He keeps going, I have tiny fingers.
You lay down and he stretches your legs.
Okay, what about that? What about one coworker consentingly stretching another coworker's hamstrings?
In front of everybody?
Yeah.
Yes, in the studio.
No, I'm professional.
How is that unprofessional? How is that unprofessional? They do it at stretch places all the time. You walk in the gym, there's people doing it.
We are 0 for 3.
But in the gym, that's an expected.
Okay, what about one coworker telling another coworker what not to wear?
No, I'm professional.
100%.
What if she said that because said coworker was wearing pants that were very clingy and thin and revealed a little too much below the waist?
Does your coworker not have an HR person? Because that is an HR conversation.
Oh.
So this is it. This is the conversation. We're having it. I'm not sure if you caught on here, Michelle. And they were Lululemons, so they were not. They were very nice pants, very expensive pants. But somebody told me I can never wear gray sweatpants again.
Those gray sweatpants.
No, she says gray sweatpants in general.
Well, no, just those particular ones that you have.
How about that?
Sounds like a double violation.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it depends, though. Like, is your environment pretty casual?
Pretty casual. Like,
yeah. Here,
yes.
Appropriate.
It's very casual.
I was worried about him walking through where the sales area is and other people seeing it. Like, I was actually looking out for you. I didn't want you to be embarrassed.
I wasn't embarrassed.
Oh.
I was, you know, I mean, what would be embarrassing about that? You thought they were too clinging, too tight in certain areas?
There was full outline.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I'd get more endorsements. You know?
But it's also, it's like, it's as if, like, if you wore something, if a woman were to wear something very low cut, that's not appropriate for a workplace. So yeah. Same thing.
Okay. You couldn't see anything.
You couldn't see everything.
No, you could not. Trust me, I know. All right, let me do one thing, Michelle. Come right back to you. 1 second. You guys want to join in? 310-43 is our text line. 310-43.
Text Valentine in the morning.
310-43.
Just got the entertainment headlines on the way.
The host has been named for the 2023 MTV Movie and TV Awards. I'll tell you who she is coming up at 8:50.
The vice president at my last job was a gym rat. Always came into the office, business professional attire, but three sizes too small to show off his muscles. He didn't even look that good. Always be aware how form-fitting your attire is, Kim. That might be something about my Lululemons there.
Yeah.
I get a coworker yelling at her boss in front of everyone for cleaning the fridge and throwing out her rotten apples because she said the fridge had been smelling for a week. That's why they're throwing out, but she was mad that her apples got thrown out. Yeah, messing with people's food in a fridge is always dangerous.
Yeah, you got to leave it in there. I'm sorry. If somebody has a name on that, don't touch it.
If it starts smelling, I'm tossing it.
Yeah, I think a lot of like office people will say that too. Like, hey, clean out the fridge on Friday. If not, we're going to toss everything in it.
Definitely.
Right.
Just so you know, Valentine, we're getting a text about the pants. It just says, any picture of those pants?
Yep.
So,
is that appropriate?
That sounds very inappropriate.
Inappropriate? We'll ask Michelle. Michelle's on hold. What are we going to be asking her after this song?
I want to ask about a coworker announcing to the room their romantic evening from the night before, their personal life. Huh. Is that okay to do?
Yeah, that's not me. I know that wasn't me. So I'm in the clear.
It could have been.
When? How long have I known you? 866-544-MYFM. Text in 31043. We have an HR pro on the phone line. We're throwing some stuff at her right after Post Malone Circles. Group 5. It's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. We have Michelle, who is an HR professional on the air with us. Going with some scenarios from our office. Maybe this happens at your office, too. Go ahead, Bri.
What if one coworker, a random coworker named John Camucci, announces to the room that he likes to kiss his roommates?
Okay, that's not at all how
Let
that
Michelle
happened.
That's exactly how it happened.
It's unprofessional. Your personal relationship should not be...
There's no relationship. Like, it's just a friend thing. Like, they're asking what I did over the weekend. Actually, don't know how this came up.
You said, anybody else just love to kiss their homies?
No, that is definitely not how this worked
out. You said, kiss the homies.
I said, it's not weird to kiss the homies, and I stand by that.
And then you ask us to kiss you.
Yeah, well, I do ask Brian if he wants a kiss sometimes. But that's like a friend thing.
A friend thing?
But your coworkers, too.
Yes, yeah, but exactly.
I think we all go a little bit deeper than that. Like, I think Brad and I are a little deeper than the co-workers level.
I agree with that.
Yes, okay. We're definitely...
So you're okay kissing the homies?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, all right. You want to kiss the homies.
It sounds like there's consent there.
Okay.
What if one co-worker mentions Academy Award-nominated actress Florence Pugh and her other co-workers start yelling out, pew, 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 pew?
You know, here's the thing. Like, I think we've all done things or said things that where we've, like, come back and we've looked at it and been like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. So you just own it that you've maybe overstepped or been silly or weird or, like, did it land?
It landed.
It landed.
It's so good. Like, because guys love to say pew, 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 pew. And the lady's name is Florence Pugh. She even called up and said, that landed hard. That was great.
Well, but the thing is like, if it didn't land, then you just look around and you feel like, oops, sorry, I guess that wasn't the spot. Like, I don't know. It's like a weird thing. I don't think that there's anything. It's not incredibly professional. It's a little bit childish.
But Michelle,
that's great.
I have a follow-up. Follow-up question. What if I ask them not to do it because I found it distracting during my headline segment and they still did it?
Oh, well, then they shouldn't do it.
Yeah, but that just sounds like a friend saying that, not an HR person.
Now we're friends.
Yeah. It kind of sounds like, it sounds like Michelle's, they shouldn't do it. You know, they shouldn't do it. What a bunch of childish
kids.
Well,
you wouldn't want to be disrespected during your segment, right? So that's the thing. And that's developing Listen. That culture of respect.
Oh, God, you sound like
I
a
love
pro.
You, Michelle.
She is good.
Yeah, Michelle, I'm disrespected all the time around here. I'm just a bowl of disrespect for breakfast. They're always coming after me. What if one of your coworkers, a dear mm-hmm. friend of yours, a young lady,
oh no,
said you look like a fat old man?
I have never once said that.
I know, but let's get ahead of the curve. I don't know. Let's get ahead of it. Let's be ready for it.
I would never say that to you.
Do you know what she said to me during the break, by the way? She said, it's okay. I was looking out for you. And I go, well, I would never walk up to a woman and go, hey, that top is too tight or something, right?
And I said, I would want to know if, coming from a friend, I would want to know if I was wearing a shirt that was either like see-through or a little too revealing. Or
if the air conditioning was turned up too much.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be walking outside of the studio knowing that other people could see me. Like, I wouldn't want you guys to see me.
She said she'd want to know that. And, I mean... I said I'd keep an eye out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think that's kind of a fallacy, though, because everybody feels like they would want to know, but then when you're actually told something like that by a coworker, it doesn't feel good.
I'd feel okay with Valentine telling me that. Out of everyone in this room, I'd be okay with Val saying it.
Okay, well, now that's clear.
Well, that makes me uncomfortable, Michelle.
No, we've known each other the longest, you know.
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in entertainment headlines.
Moon Knight and Spider-Man might possibly be in a movie together. I'll tell you who wants the actors in their new film right after traffic.
104.3 MyFM.
Entertainment headlines.
Oscar Isaac, he's Moon Knight in the Marvel Universe and Poe in Star Wars. He might be in a new movie with Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Guillermo del Toro is doing a live-action Frankenstein movie for Netflix, and there haven't been any formal offers yet, but he is eyeing Oscar Isaac and Andrew Garfield to star in it. And it was just announced...
What? You said Spider-Man?
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's not a Spider-Man movie. It's a Frankenstein movie?
It's a Frankenstein movie with totally. Andrew Garfield and Oscar Isaac.
Spider-Man's not in.
No, but Andrew Garfield
is.
Were you filling out your brackets?
I'm going to leave the room.
What were you doing over there?
I'm sorry.
I think you half listened to her report and then just jumped in.
1,000%.
Right.
And I
sorry, Jill.
So sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah. What have we learned from our HR professional here? Not much. It's a great report. I loved it.
Thank you. And it was just announced Drew Barrymore is going to host the 2023 MTV Movie and TV Awards in May. I love Drew Barrymore so much. She's going to be great at this. She's been nominated a total of 9 times in her career and has won 3 Golden Popcorns, including Best Kiss for The Wedding Singer and then also Best On-Screen Team for Charlie's Angels. I'm Jill with your entertainment headlines.
Best Kiss for The Wedding Singer. Trying to remember that kiss. Was it a good one?
With Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Yes, because they were practicing. They were in the house.
Because you were in that movie.
I was in that movie, yes, in the bar mitzvah scene. But Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore were in the house with her sister, and she wanted to see how Drew Barrymore would kiss her fiance when they eventually get married. So she had her try it on Adam Sandler.
Oh, and so that's where the electricity was.
I'm thinking that would have won Best Kiss, or maybe at the end of the film. Right. But yeah.
Because I was thinking of the other Best Kiss. Wasn't she in the one Never Been Kissed, where she's in the middle of the football field waiting for him to show up?
Yeah, the baseball game.
Oh, that was something. And she's just waiting for the teacher to run out.
And there he comes down the stairs.
And there he comes and he kisses her. And the whole time the teacher thought that she was in high school. That's super weird when you look back. All right, Michelle, let's get past that for a second. First off, a round of applause for Michelle for coming on the show today. You did great. Brian, is there any one last thing you want to toss at Michelle?
I mean, I was going to ask if a coworker asked you to bring a bathrobe to work so that you can undress in a video for them, but that seems obvious, I guess. That did happen here.
Yeah, that would be a hard no.
Oh, well, we made that video and put it on Instagram, so there you go.
Well, here we are.
Here we are. Thanks, Michelle. Have a great day. You're doing God's work.
Thanks. Have a wonderful day, guys.
Georgia.
I'm going to start wearing this just as a cologne. It's nice, isn't it?
It's very calming.
It's eucalyptus. I have a burn shield that we just put on my arm here and then wrapped it with gauze and all that stuff. I was in a motorcycle accident.
Really?
And I get this massive burn on my left forearm.
Oh, man.
You ride a motorcycle?
Yeah, I don't talk about it that much, you know. I keep it on the DL.
You burned yourself making tater tots?
Fries.
Okay.
Crispy crinkles.
I was shocked we hadn't heard about this motorcycle accident previous to right now.
I was opening the oven and I was holding the crispy crinkles and it got my forearm and the forearm. And then I started, you can't drop the crispy crinkles.
Oh, definitely not.
The arritis?
Good.
And they weren't just the ordinary arritis or the crispy crinkle arritis. You know, they're just so much better. Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the oven was at 425 for 15 to 20 minutes. And I was like, ah.
So what did you put on your burn? It's just like a little patch?
Yeah, it's something in the kit out there. The emergency kit they have in the hall that people raid.
It's actually really useful.
It has everything.
A lot of stuff in there.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to let you know, if you burn yourself at work today, you're SOL because I took the last one, you know?
You needed it.
By the way, if you want to join our little March Madness thing we got going on here, we went through ESPN, through their website, joined a thing there, and it's called VITM. So you can join our bracket, VITM, or our group, whatever it's called. And you got to do it by what, like 9:45 or something?
I believe that's when the first game is.
There's a ton of people. I mean, a ton of people joined already. So if you're searching for us to join our group, it's V as in Valentine, then in the morning. So V-I-T-M, V-I-T-M as in morning. That's the name of our group. Join it. I'm in there. John's in there. Brian's in there. New girl Laura's in there. Jill, are you in there?
I'm not yet, but I'm going to do that right now.
Okay, do it right now because you got very little time.
It's also free.
Yeah, it's totally free.
Oh, good.
And there's a huge prize, John said. He's giving away a 2-night stay at his fraternity house
actually,
for the winner.
Jill stepped in and said she was going to take care of the prize.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. Brian said he wanted to take care of it.
Thanks, Brian.
And she's guys, talking this about is Brian
McFarlane.
You guys are doing the hokey thing right now.
Thank you. Yeah. Brian McFarlane.
Yeah,
he's taking care of the prize.
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. VITM. We joined through ESPN's Bracketology. March Madness. What up? 104.3 MyFM. This is Valentine in the morning. 2-night stay at the frat house sounds pretty good, though.
Take it or leave it.
You messed it up, man. Games are already underway. You messed it up.
I can't join.
You're the problem. You can't join. You tried joining our group and you
Dang
can't get in
it.
Now.
I finally finished all my work and I could go in and do it.
Right. But the game's already started. So now the brackets, you can't fill out any brackets.
Darn it. I'll be rooting for you guys.
Thank you. Maryland, West Virginia already started. That's 9-4 West Virginia over Maryland right now. It's 16:48 left in the first. If you have a bracket, you can join our group. You can still do that, but you can't make a bracket now because the March Madness games have started.
Right.
But you can join our group, V-I-T-M as in morning. V-I-T-M as in morning. It's just four letters, V-I-T-M. That's our group on ESPN's Bracketology, and you can join our group. Brian's in there. I'm in there. Laura's in there. John's in there. Jill's not in there.
I was late to the party.
Late to the party. Oh, well. A lot of people joined, though. That's really cool. Thank you guys for doing that. And I can guarantee that, like, myself, Brian, John, probably not going to win.
No. Well, out of this group of the VITM people, I bet I am going to win.
Wow.
No, you're not. You picked Pittsburgh to win it all.
Yeah. I'll put some money on it, bro. Is that legal?
Okay. Yeah, then that's very legal.
I'm down.
Like you want people that join to all put $5 in?
I'm just talking about you three.
Oh, just us three?
Yeah.
And we're just betting on Pittsburgh?
So why don't we just we'll just bet on this. Like whose bracket does better?
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Why don't you want to do that?
Because I just know Pittsburgh's not going to go all the way there. Like,
yeah, but maybe you'll do good with UCLA.
Okay.
Who'd you have in your final game?
I got to look it up. I think I have Tennessee taking it all, though.
Oh, do you? I had Bama. All right.
I'm down, man.
So what are we going in at?
Oh, man, these are tough.
$20?
$20?
$100?
$20. So whoever gets the most point wins the money then, right? That's how it works, yeah.
I'm going to trust you to figure all that out.
Yeah, it's whoever gets the biggest points.
You tell me the dollar amount, I'm in.
How about loser gets a round of margs at Don Cuca's?
Okay.
Oh, it's not bad.
I hope I lose.
Three things you need to know right now.
So last night, thousands of LAUSD workers rallied outside of City Hall. They announced plans to go on a 3-day strike next week. The strike is scheduled to start Tuesday through Thursday of next week. LAUSD officials say they will likely have to shut down schools. The strike will involve over 60,000 bus drivers, custodians, cafeteria workers, campus security, and teaching assistants. These employees are seeking better working conditions and a 30% wage increase. Yesterday's storm flooded roads across SoCal, causing mudslides in some areas, knocking down trees. There were multiple reports of potholes that caused flat tires and other issues, especially on the 71 near Pomona, where over 30 cars were damaged by potholes. According to Caltrans, over the past week, crews have filled around 600 potholes in L.A. and Ventura County. John Camucci has got the sports.
Speaking of March Madness, tonight is the first game for the Bruins. They're coming in as the number 2 seed. They're playing the University of North Carolina, Asheville. That's a number 15 seed right there. So anything can happen, but it should be a strong win here for the Bruins. Tonight's game is at 7 p.m.
My fam, it is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM, 866-544-MYFM, 866-544-6936. Bri, why does that look weird? What was that?
I think it's just that
the computer
screen, I think.
You think? Sorry. We're on the air, right?
I hope so.
We're on the air.
No alarms are going off.
There was something weird on our control screen.
Do you want me to run in the other room and listen?
Yeah,
it's
fine.
No, I guess we're on the air. Okay. Somebody would say something weren't on the air. Let me check this button. No, that sounds like we're on the air. Yeah, I think we're on the air.
Okay.
Something weird with our control screen. Ed Sheeran had finished the song and we came on talking, but the control screen said Ed Sheeran was still singing for another 13 seconds. So we're like, I don't hear him.
Get out of here, Ed.
Move on, Ed. Move on, .edu. See? .ed.edu.
Oh, got it.
I was trying something out there.
Got it.
Hey, tomorrow, don't forget tomorrow, St. Patrick's Day, so lots of Irish jokes on the show tomorrow. John Peake said I can do the Irish accent.
He did?
He's our boss, yeah. John Peake said, I'll tell you what, Val, you know, I know your mom and dad are born and raised in Ireland, and I know that, you know, you love that culture so much and that you're actually an Irish citizen with a passport and everything like that. And Ireland and being Irish is very important to you. I said, John, you're right. It is, yeah. I tell you what then, if you want to do the Irish accent on the air tomorrow, feel free to do it all before 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
So the 5 o'clock hour, if you want to do nothing but Irish jokes and your Irish brogue and your funny little Irish things and have people look up your kilt, if you want to do all that,
I don't know if we're going to be doing
that.
You want
to take a pizza and do a live stream with Twitch up there?
I'd like to pass.
Do all that before 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
It's kind of generous, actually.
So if you want any of that, that's all going to happen before 6. Our show starts at 5. That'll happen before 6 tomorrow here on Valentine in the Morning. Jill has got something very special. She's racing out the door in a few minutes. You look beautiful, by the way.
Thank you very much. I'm going to be on TV. I'm going to be on the Morning Wrap at 11:30. It's on KCAL, which is Channel 9. And we're going to be talking about the MS walk because it's MS Awareness Week this week. And so we're just going to kind of spread some awareness about multiple sclerosis, talk about the walk that's happening in April. And I'm going to be on TV.
What time? Do we know?
It's 11:30. It's 11:30, but I don't know what time I'm going to be on.
Right.
But
how long is the entire segment?
I believe it's a half. Oh, my segment?
No, like their whole
thing. I think it's a half hour.
So you'll be on for quite a bit. There's probably like 2 guest tops.
I don't know.
No, you're going to be on for a while. You're a local radio star. They're going to have you on there for a while.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I'm just happy to be on there, even if it's like 60 seconds.
I'm going around the building after the show.
They're getting mad press that you're on KCAL. You're telling people to tune in. That's,
that's huge.
No offense, but we have a larger audience than KCAL does.
Oh, well.
Well, now she's going to start asking for stuff. I'm going to need some M&M's in my dressing room. Hey, Alicia Valle, I'm going to need you to get me some more whatevers.
I was just going to say, we're going to go around the building after the show today, and I'll change all the TVs in the entire building to Channel 9.
I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you, John.
March Madness.
You guys are already watching the game.
Basketball games. Yeah, no one's tuned
in. You might
not till the night.
No, KCAL's not carrying the games.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll be fine. No one will be watching. But
hey!
No, I'll be watching.
Thank you.
But they're trying to figure out who's going to win the Maryland game. You.
Wow,
punks.
Guys, support your friend and coworker.
Support your friend,
Brian.
Like she said.
Could you throw out a little code word to Valentine in the Morning? Listeners?
Brian.
Okay, no, that's a great idea.
No,
seriously.
No.
No.
Okay.
Well, are you going to say Valentine in the Morning or are you going to disown us?
No. I've already sent photos over of the three of us and
wow.
Yeah.
So I'm also making my TV debut today.
Yeah?
You've never been on TV?
I've been on TV on the Ellen Show once, but like not on Channel 9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well. I think you do need a code word, though.
I'm already nervous.
Just for Valentine in the Morning, listeners and fans and our familia out there.
What if you tossed out a quick Schutzmagutz?
No, that's too weird. It's too weird.
Anytime I say MS.
Banana cream pie. What a cop out. Banana cream pie.
I'm not going to. No.
Ask Alicia, the girl's doing it, if she likes banana
Kalina.
Cream pie. Oh, it's Kalina.
It's Kalina.
Who's Alicia? I've got the wrong person. Oh, that's right. Okay.
This is Kalina that's going to be doing the interview. Okay. Who's a friend of ours who used to work here.
I love her. She's great.
I'm not going to say banana cream pie.
All right. What could you say? Come on. I'm just going to sit here until you give me something. And people are like, for God's sake, Jill, pick a word.
I don't. When I move my hair out of my face, that'll be a hello.
No.
You guys, I'm already too nervous. I can't be thinking of a word to say. I already have to have
All right. Do this. It's kind of a body thing, too.
Oh, no. What?
No. You ever, like, come out of the shower, like, you got water in your ear, and you kind of put your finger in your ear.
And
just do this with your finger.
No, I actually do that every day.
No. No, I'm not going to do that on TV.
All right. Well, we'll watch and we'll look for something and claim it as ours.
Thank you. Please do that.
104.3 MyFM.
Entertainment headlines.
If you want to stay safe with your passwords online, stay away from anything related to Taylor Swift. A new report from SpyCloud said more than 327,000 passwords related to something with Taylor were hacked last year, especially Taylor, Swifty, and Midnights. And also, things with the Britain's royal family were also linked to hackers, so stay away with anything like that. And Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman have been married for 16 years, and we have some photos from their wedding, but video footage is very, very rare, unless you're seeing Keith Urban perform at his residency in Las Vegas. When he performs without you on stage, he has a screen behind him, and some footage from their wedding will play, some never-before-seen rare footage. I'm Jill with your entertainment headlines.
All right, Brian, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Laura on the couch, thank you for your show. John, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Jill, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Michael Pullman in New York City, thank you for your show as well.
John Peek, our boss, just sent us a message and said he had no such conversation with you yesterday about the Irish accent.
And that's the memory loss I'm concerned about. Oh, I'm really concerned about him, guys. He's repeating conversations. There's a memory loss going on there. We got to keep an eye on it. You know what I mean? Really watch that stuff. John Peek also texted, the code word is peak. You have to say peak.
Yeah, I don't think he said that
peak. Oh, we're going to reach the code word. Peak of fundraising.
Do it.
For the national message. Yeah,
okay, yeah. Peak. That's the word. You got to use the word peak.
Oh, no. We'll see.
All right, Nancy Rodriguez, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
We're going to final check in the morning traffic, then we'll be here tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock. And if you like the Irish accent, if there's something that's a wee bit, I don't know, sexy about a man with an Irish accent, be here tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock, an hour of that power. All right, Nance. What do we got?